Tonight, I want to look real quickly at this parable that Jesus told in Luke chapter 13. It goes along with everything that's been sung tonight. It goes along with the message I preached this morning. A man planted a fig tree in his vineyard. He came at the end of year one looking for figs and found none. He came at the end of year two looking for figs on that tree and found none. He comes at the end of the third year now looking for figs and finds none. And so he says to the keeper of the vineyard, the gardener, the one that's responsible that he'd put in charge of his vineyard, he said, I planted this tree. I expected it to bear fruit. 3 years now I've come and I found no fruit. I've come expecting to pick figs, fill up my basket full of figs, and I haven't found one. I want you to cut the tree down. It's taken up space, it's taken nutrients out of the ground, and it's producing nothing. The keeper of the vineyard said to the master, Master, let's let it alone this year also. Let me prune it. Let me dung it. And that would we would say, let me fertilize it. Let me work with it. And let's give it another year. If it bears fruit next year, wonderful. But if it doesn't, then let's cut it down next year. Now, Jesus didn't just tell parables to entertain. He told parables, stories about familiar things to teach about heavenly things. And what he was talking about in this parable was the responsibility that he's given his children to bear fruit, to share the gospel, to tell others about Christ. In the parable, the master represents God. The vineyard represents the world. The fig tree represents individual Christians, and the keeper of the vineyard represents Jesus. We have been commanded as Christians to bear fruit. Now look, I know I'm preaching to the Sunday night crowd. I know that you all know this, but even every now and then, the Sunday night crowd needs to be reminded of our responsibilities. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 16, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained that ye should go and bring forth fruit. In Proverbs 11:30, the Bible says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, another fruit-bearing Christian, and he that winneth souls is wise. In Matthew chapter 28, some verses that Dan likes to quote often, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. And so, just to put this parable in today's term, here comes Jesus into his vineyard. He's looking at the fig trees, us, and he says, I planted you where I planted you. You're here because God planted you here. He left you here to bear fruit. When he comes to look, what does he find? As he looks at what we've done, and as we look at what we've done in the year 2017, what is the keeper of the vineyard going to find? What is the master of the vineyard going to find? What is God going to find? What is Jesus going to find? You see, in this parable, there's three kinds of years that are mentioned. You might not notice them, but I'm going to point them out to you tonight. There's three kinds of years that 2018 can be for us. And it depends on what's been done the last few years. Here's what I mean. Is 2018 going to be a year of digging and dunging? Is that what 2018 is going to be for us? He's come the last 3 years looking for fruit. Hasn't found much. And so he says, the God says to Jesus, hey, I've left this tree. I planted it where I wanted it to be. I planted it to where I wanted to bear witness for me. I've looked at what it's produced the last 3 years. I think I should call it home. I think I should bring it home. It's not doing what I left it to do. And Jesus said, Father, let's give them one more year. Let me dung and let me prune. And if they bear fruit this year, fine. If not, you can cut it down next year. And so, is 2018 for us going to be a year of digging and dunging? Is it going to be a year of pruning? You say, how does God prune? God prunes by taking the things out of our life that he knows is keeping us from being the kind of Christian that we should be. The pruning of God comes when there's things in our life that get in the way of us doing what God's called us to do. And God says, okay, I'm going to have Jesus just get him out of your life. I'm going to have him take him out of your life so you can get about doing the business that you need to do. Some of those things we might consider in our life to be good things. But even good things can get in the way and cause us to take our eye off the goal, take our eye off the mission that God has left us to accomplish. And we might say, as we look at God's pruning, we might say, hey, that sounds more like punishment than it does pruning. And from our perspective, it may be. But the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And if there's things in my life that are keeping me from being what I ought to be for God, then I want to say to God tonight, and I want you to say the same thing about your life, if there's things in your life that are keeping you from being what God wants you to be, then we all ought to lift our eyes and hearts toward heaven and say, God, regardless of how important they are to me, take them away. Prune them out of my life, because I don't want anything that's in this world to stand in the way of me being what I need to be for you. So, is 2018 going to be a year of digging and dunning and pruning? Or is 2018 going to be a year of death? We talked about it this morning, and I had a lady come out after church this morning and said, "Preacher, I don't think death is a good thing to talk about for New Year's." And I said, in all the kindness I could, "Well, I'm glad I don't answer to you for what I preach." But I just wanted people to realize that if God takes them home this year, they better, if God says this is the year you're going to die, they better be ready to go. I mean, if I'm going to die this year, I want to know I'm going to heaven and not to hell. And the only, as Brother Roger reminded us, the only thing that makes the difference is Jesus Christ. It's not what we do. It's not what we belong to. It's if we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior. If I'm going to die this year, I want to live for the eternal. I don't want to live for things of the world. The things of this world are going to pass away. I mean, they're going to burn up. They're not going to amount to anything. And I want to be living for God, and I want you to be living for God. I mean, if we're going to go home in the year 2018, I want God when we... And again, you've heard me say this before. Here's my goal for every single person that comes to this church. Every single person that hears me preach week after week after week after week. I want you to be ready to go to heaven. And when you get to heaven, I want you to hear Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I mean, God just didn't save us to set. He saved us to serve. And he's got a job and a responsibility for each of us to do. And we need to get busy about, we need to get busy doing it. And if we let the things of the world interfere with what God has called us to do, one of these years he's going to say, "Hey, I've left them there. I've expected them to work for me. I've expected them to serve me. They haven't. Let's just bring them home. Just bring them home." I hope 2018 is not a year of death for anybody. I hope it's either a year of digging and dunning and pruning, or I hope it's the third kind of year I'm going to talk about, the year of fruit bearing. The year that we just decide we're going to do more for Jesus than we've ever done before. You know, God wants us to be obedient. He values obedience more than anything else in his children. King Saul went to fight a battle against the Amalekites, I think, if I remember the people right. And Samuel had told Saul, I want you to go into this battle and fight this nation, and I want you to destroy every single solitary thing. Every animal, every person. I don't want you to let anything survive. God had told his people not to mix with the people of the promised land because they were going to draw them away from God, and that's exactly what was happening. And God told Samuel to tell King Saul, you go tell him to kill everything. And Saul went and fought, won the battle. But he saved the best of the animals, and he saved the king, and he brought them all back. And Samuel went out to meet him, and God had told him that Saul had been disobedient. And Samuel went out to meet him, and Saul says, I've done what God has told me to do. And Samuel said, then how come I hear all those animals bleating? How come I hear all the, if you were obedient, why are these animals still alive? And Saul said, well, I saved the best to sacrifice to God. I mean, I want to sacrifice to God. So I saved the choicest of the animals to give to him as a sacrifice and a gift. And Samuel, on behalf of God, said to Saul, don't you know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Don't you know more than anything else, God wants us to be obedient? Don't you know tonight, I preach to myself as much as I preach to you. Don't you know tonight that God wants us to be obedient to this book? The only way we're going to be what he wants us to be in the year 2018 is to be obedient to this book. Is to live by this book. Is to study this book. Is to meditate in this book. And then not just be hearers of the word only, but to be doers. Doers. I think it'd be a wonderful thing if every person here tonight and every member of our church would resolve in the year 2018, I'm going to do more for God this year than I've ever done. With the Holy Spirit's help, I'm going to try my best to do more for God this year than I've ever done. That's when the keeper and master of the vineyard will come and say, hey, I've come to pick the figs. I've come to pick the fruit, and there's a bunch of it. There's a bunch of it. Let that tree stay in my vineyard, because it's doing what I made it to do. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this reminder that you are an expectant God, that you've left us here to do a work, and you expect us to get busy. You expect us to be obedient. You expect us to be what you've saved us to be, and you expect us to do what you've called us to do. And so I pray that as we end the year 2017, as we start the year 2018, we would recognize that we're a tree. You've planted us where you want us to be. There's fruit you want us to bear. Maybe that fruit is simply inviting somebody to the church. Maybe it's giving them a track. Maybe it's taking them down the Romans road and telling them how to be saved. Maybe it's just being a friend and an encouragement to them. Father, each of us know what you've called us to do. Help us to be about doing it. Help us to never, ever hear your judgment and say, I've looked for fruit and I found none. Cut it down. Cut it down. But Father, help us to be busy. I pray you'd bless this time of invitation. If somebody here tonight that needs to come, I pray you'd help them to come. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.